You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Yabanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. And I'm joined by Mr. Jason Yabanowicz. Yeah, the crowd goes wild.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Brother man, today we're here to discuss a number of things, but first things first, mate, business coaching is what we do. Yeah. It's what we've done for 17 years, 200 plus people through the program every year. It's a long time, isn't it?
No wonder if you look old.
I'm getting a bit long in the tooth.
Yeah.
A little bit of platinum in the beard, as you're watching the video version. But mate, business coaching is what we do. Mm-hmm. Is that what people want? Is that what our clients want? Do they want a business coach?
I don't believe so. No, and just like...
What?
Yeah, no, it's like, they think that's what they want. Well, they probably think that's what they need. But it's like no different than we talk about people, general public, don't want a personal trainer. They want someone to solve their problems with, you know, moving stubborn body fat, you know, pain, ache, making a 20-year comeback, not sure how to go about it. So, same thing for us. You know, we say to our clients all the time, you don't want business coaching. You want to increase your ability to get more opportunities in front of you, like lead generation. You want to be able to sell effectively and do that efficiently and not stumble and bumble through it and lose out on those opportunities. So you want to close more sales. You want to have something that's very structured with how you should be looking after your finances. So have you got a GST account, tax account? Are you putting money away for super? Have you thought about your future? That rhymed. You like that? Have you been putting away for your future?
That was scripted, wasn't it?
That'll be a slogan for somebody.
I can see your next little Instagram icon you're going to put up.
But basically, if you are just winging it in business, if they're just winging it and running the hope plan, what they want is the answers to their frustrations, their pain points, their challenges in their business without having to go and try to figure it all out on their own. Because you could.
Yep.
It will take you three times as long minimum, so at least 5 or 6 years. So what we've been able to do and what I say to our clients is that we want to fast track that for you. So what would potentially take you 5-6 years to research, study, and look, let's be honest, in this day and age, there's way too much information, right?
Oh, there is just bucket loads.
So people would get more confused, and then we know a confused mind, they don't do anything. So saying that. So our aim is to give them a clear platform to be able to follow, to go, right, if I'm going to do sales, this is what we've found is the most effective way right now in this day and age to sell. If you're going to do lead generation, how do you do that effectively in this day and age, which was different than 10, 15, 20 years ago? If concepts are the same, but the strategy will be a little different. How do you have your automation in place so you can scale and grow and keep track of everything without just running around like a headless chook? So that's what they actually want. So why they can have more profit, they can have more freedom, feel like the business is not taking over their life, and help more people.
Yeah.
So really that's what they want, and that's what we deliver.
Yeah, 100%. And you've alluded to this in terms of the time it takes someone to do it. So I guess we look at the people that come through Trainer HQ, and as much as people are coming through and assessing, hey, do I like what these programs are about, do I like what these guys are about, do I like the style, do I resonate with the messaging and so forth, we're also looking for who are our ideal clients. And so what we see more commonly are people who get attracted to this. They are intrinsically motivated, they're driven, they want to do better, they want more. And you know, consequently that can come with the, you know, the action list of all the things they need to be doing and so forth, and like you said, it can lead to confusion, it can lead to frustration. Like you said, you go out there, you can watch YouTube clips, you can listen to everyone's podcasts, all the rest of it, there is just multitudes of information out there, and that's where it can become challenging and confusing. And so I guess, you know, circling back to the type of people that we look for are those that are, you know, they're open-minded, you know, they're coachable, they're ready to learn, and more importantly, they don't want to take five, six, 8 years to put this stuff in place, right? They want to get the fast track version.
Yeah, exactly. And the parts that you mentioned on their behalf is important. Like we say to people, like, if you don't have those attributes, if you're not dedicated, committed, coachable, you know, ready to make some changes, then it won't matter how good the content, information is, coaching is anyway, you won't use it. So that part's really important, right? Because how many books are out there? We're going back to when people actually read books. How many books are out there on, I mean, I was at the bookstore just this last weekend and bought a few books, but how many books are out there on wealth creation, being better at business? The information's there, right? So if all it was the information, everyone would be sweet. But that's not always the case, right? So I've got the information in my hand is Trainer HQ's number one best-selling book. And we know the information there has changed people's lives. We've had emails from people from all over the world going, hey, because I read your book, we've never met them. I've now got a team, I'm making this much profit, my life's better, etc. So, but if it's just about the information, everyone would be sorted. So I guess the question is then, what stops people from actually applying the information? And it's what's going on between their ears, right? So your beliefs, your limiting beliefs, the things that you don't even realize are there underneath the surface in your subconscious that can sabotage you putting that into place. So that's another reason why we've also incorporated that into our program. So when you say, what do people want? Business coaching. Yeah, that's the vehicle. But they also go, like, fuck, I really need to change my beliefs around sales, about allowing myself to earn the amount of income, charge what I want to charge, because that's what I'm charging, and I know that's not what I actually value that. But I do it because I've got limiting beliefs about one, someone will or won't pay for my service. And the list goes on.
It's critical. It's so important. It's that the first step. And I guess what we I've observed, you've probably observed it, people out there who just jump to the next part without addressing, you know, overcoming any of these potentially self-sabotaging beliefs, roadblocks, things that could hold people back. And it's really the cornerstone. So going back to the time frame again, if I share my personal story of when I launched in the industry, was good at exercise, was good at training, loved training people, all that stuff, got into it, struggled to get clients at the beginning because I had no system, no process, no marketing knowledge, no strategy, just obviously they were just pure enthusiasm.
Yeah, just hard work.
Yeah, pure love for the game, but struggled to get clients, and then eventually grew, you know, obviously clients like what I did, they kept coming back, they'd refer their friends, all that, and over a period of time I started to grow a decent following. But then the first 5 years for me, I talk about it like the roller coaster journey, because there were times in that timeline where things were moving in the right direction, all going well. I'd have a bunch of clients, and then for no apparent reason I could lose one, two, potentially three clients in a short space in time in a week, and that would present me with a pretty stressful situation, because there was a loss of income, there was a loss of confidence, there was a loss of certainty. And on many times in that 5 year timeline, I started to question, can I do this? Can I turn this into a real full-time career? You know, first of all, in my head, it was a job, right? It was something I turned up, I exchanged time for money, somebody paid me, happy days, love what I did. But, you know, I really did question that. And you know, it wasn't until I started to get myself around this type of, you know, the coaching, got my first coach, someone who could show me, hey, man, there's a completely different way of looking into this.
And just to interrupt, I mean, and we're talking, what, how many years ago?
Oh, man, well, that was kicked off in 1995. So that, you know, that journey for me was 95 to the year 2000.
And PT in Queensland, at least in Brisbane, was new, right?
It was it was pretty small, wasn't it? There wasn't many of us around, was there?
So you reckon that people were thinking, oh, this is a really good business model? It's like most of our parents and that go, when do you get a real job, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I just wanted to point that out, because the people thinking, oh, was that 5 years ago? No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, we've been in the game for quite a while. But yeah, it's so I guess that part's fascinating, because again, you speak about the mindset and that part, why it's so important. And I had a lot of limiting beliefs back then, you know, nobody's going to, you know, do more than X sessions per week, nobody's going to pay more than X. I don't want to charge people for cancellations in fear that I might upset them or they might not come back, and the list goes on and on and on, right? And these are all, where are all these thoughts sitting? Whose head were they sitting in? They were sitting in my head, right? So I'd conjured this stuff up. I just continually find it fascinating, even after, you know, almost 30 years of practicing this.
Yeah, and that then affects the decisions you make, right, or don't make. So it delays your success, your growth. And I mean, we must speak to, I don't know how many trainers every year, you know, when we're doing an initial consult to just assess where they are, where they want to be. We call them the blueprint, our blueprint session. And, you know, we hear the same things, right, over and over and over again. But the good thing about that is that when you do meet with us, or we do sit down with somebody, you're not alone. Like, we've heard the same things thousands of times. 137 two-day of our Business Growth Summit, you know, seminars. And again, when we ask, what challenges do you experience at the moment? Cancellation policies, I've got one, not enforcing it. All right, then we work out, okay, how much money does that cost you each year?
Yeah.
We've had people have actually got the data on that and go, well, it's cost me about $7,000 in cancellations.
Per year.
I haven't been enforcing it, you know, so because of the reasons you just said before, I don't want to upset them. You know, so all this stuff goes on and on. So there's predictable things that we have seen over all this time. One, that we've personally experienced it at some point. We've been able to find ways to overcome it, grow and develop, educate ourselves, so we can get to where we were in our business, but where we are now, to be able to help others, right? So,
and then that leads to the other parts that you've mentioned as well. So I don't have a lead gen strategy in place, or I don't have, you know, several different lead gen methods. Yeah. And if I do generate leads, I'm not sure exactly the process to take these people through. How many times do I reach out? How many times is too much, not enough? And that list continues to go on and on.
Yeah, overwhelming, right, for anyone who's in business. But even if you've been in like 5 or 6 years, we still people running the hope plan.
Yeah.
It's just been a ball of stress. They've been a ball of stress for all that time. They're getting by. Look, we were just going for it. But back then, there wasn't the help and support like there is now.
No.
Certainly, you know, no YouTube, no social media, you know. So it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
You go, so I've got to get my head around all this stuff. So that's why we say 5 or 6 years is probably being generous.
Yeah.
It's probably more like 10 years that it would take you to get good in all those areas if you just went and did all on your own research, read. I mean, how many seminars, tens of thousands of hours have we done with education, having business coaches ourselves, mindset training? You know, it's like, it's a lot, right?
yeah And that's, you know, back to this, you know, the people that join the program, intrinsically driven, intrinsically motivated, the action list starts to grow. Before you know it, there's 30, 40 or more things on this list, right?
Where do I start?
What do I do first, and so forth? And that's where a really great coach comes into play, is to go, hey, Jace, for you, it's not 30 things you need to be doing right now, but the 2, 3, or 4 things to move this business forward just to that, you know, this next phase, and that's step by step. And 17 years of us, the main part of what we do is person-to-person, face-to-face coaching. We've currently got 11 coaches on the team, more coming through. And so it's really been the cornerstone of what we've seen, and you know, people from the outside look at it and see the results that clients get, and you go, it's a direct correlation to the fact that a really skilled coach knows how to get the best out of you and how to be able to maximize that.
Yeah, and you said the, you know, in that first initial consult that we have, looking at what is their game plan, and some people don't even, they miss it, right? We'll be asking, well, how many sales appointments have you done in the last 30 days? And you know, it might be 20, and then I remember one particular case recently and how many they converted to. That's tough. That's 18 rejections to get to. And when I say, what's your skill set like? How much training have you done in sales? Or zero. So logically, I look at that and go, how much longer are you going to persist with doing that anyway before you think, maybe I'm not good at this? But that's easy for me to say right off the minute. And again, if there's that belief of I don't like sales, I don't like selling, then you won't have the insights to go, well, I should really do that. But that's where we would start. So we go, everything else I've talked about, your automation, your systems, your procedures, your lead gen, all that stuff, all very important. However, if we don't change your success and your conversion rate, you won't have a business. And I'd much rather you have people going, fuck, Jace, I don't have any systems or structures in place, but I'm jam-packed full of clients. They're having great systems and procedures and trainer eyes, and I've got no clients.
Yeah.
And so quickly, this one particular gentleman, I said, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get into your sales training, look at your beliefs around that, clear away some of that limitations that you have, show you how you can sell without selling. And so you can help people make their own best decision. Mm. You can convert more of these opportunities into sales and clients, and then you can do what you love. And within 2 weeks, you know, the next three appointments from doing that, converted 3 from 3, you know, straight away, sends the SMS, look, hey, changed my life. And that's the reality, right? Or we could have said, okay, well, let's set up all your systems and structures.
Yeah.
But this is where a good coach again comes in. Our experience goes, man, this is the only thing you need to be focusing on.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're getting the leads, you're getting the inquiries, but you just suck at sales.
Mm.
That's the harsh version. You just need to get some improvement in that area. Imagine where your business is going to be in 12 months moving forward now. If you do that, if you don't do it, you tell me.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You won't be around in 12 months. We know that. What's going to happen?
Yeah. And if you run the numbers on that, you go, like, let's say at a very conservative investment, let's say someone was offering either one-on-one PT, a 45-minute session, or their online group, their online training program. Mm-hmm. Let's say they charge $80. So it's either $80 for a 45-minute session once a week, or it's $80 for my personalized online programming. They sign up 3 people. These 3 people do one of those options per week. So they've now signed up $80, $160, $240 worth of weekly revenue. What does that mean? Well, that's about $1,000 a month. Over the course of the year, that's about $12,000 a year. And that's you know, by a couple of moves and a couple of strategies that somebody can make. And that's a significant difference, you know?
Yeah, and that's... And then what does that mean for your life, you know? You know, I can go on holidays, I can provide for the family if you got one, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not stressed about money, I can put money away into profit, into super, you know, like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, and we refer to that as the return on investment, right? So yeah. It's like, okay, cool, if you're investing with us, if you're getting help and support, there's going to be an investment of time, energy, and money, and you'll never see a business opportunity that doesn't involve some level of investment of time, energy, and money in that combination. So you go, well, you want to see evidence that this thing's working. You want to make sure that the affordability is never an issue. Mm. And you want to make sure that you've set up the platform for future growth. And that's why this we focus on that in the first instance.
And it's, you know, when I'd say to people, like, given all that stuff makes sense to somebody, you look at, well, what's the risk versus reward? So if you don't do anything, what we clearly have seen is that you're not good at selling.
Mm.
You're not converting people. So what's more risky, to not do anything? And yeah, hopefully maybe it all changes by itself. People just, for some reason, just start saying, where do I sign, Brad?
Miraculously.
Yeah. Just, you know, like, I don't know you. You haven't shown me any value. You haven't showed me that you can provide me a solution. Where do I sign? And it's no different than someone who has been told by a doctor, if you don't do something now, and I mean right now, you're going to get diabetes and you're going to have a whole bunch of health issues. And this is a real life example from one of our clients who was telling me in a sales call that I listened to. And our client said to them on the call, so hang on, you were told a year ago by a doctor, if you didn't do anything, you'd be on the way to diabetes. And what's it really now? Diabetes. And she goes, right, okay. So there's an example of someone who was told by a doctor that if they didn't change what they were doing, their diabetes. And her response was, she said, why did you not do anything back then? She said, oh, I thought I'd be right. Same thing, you know, like, change for people can be hard, right? So even though she was told there were some serious consequences coming her way, she thought she'd be right.
Mm.
To the point now where she's on the watercliff's edge and gone, the reality has hit, that she delayed it, hoping it all changed by itself, and now she's got a bigger task at hand. So same with business. If you avoid what you know you need to be doing and you've been given advice by experts, in this case, we're the doctors of business, and I get amazed when I hear people go, yeah, look, I think I'll just have a go on my own. But you've been doing that, and it hasn't been working. What's the truth? What's the real reason? Because that's not the real reason, right?
Mm.
And then that's when, if someone's honest enough, it's like, you know, there might be the fear of money. Yeah, fear of money investing in coaching, I get that. But no, what's really going on? You know, so if in between their minds, they're not really ready to allow themselves to be successful, you wouldn't do anything. You won't invest. because you're just going to sabotage it to the part where it's going to be a slow death. And then you'll blame, and they're typically the people who blame stuff. Oh, it's the, you know,
it's the gym,
no leads, people don't have any money, interest rates going up. There's always
economy, inflation.
There's always some shit going on, and you know, they're the people that you'll hear that. Yeah. Where the people are successful, you'll never hear that.
No.
They're looking for solutions, not the excuses or the reasons why things don't work. And then you go, how much effort have you put into your education, to learning, to doing things differently? Okay, so you just thought of it all going to change. Again, yeah. So we like to put it into health and PT terms because they transition over, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like we said, right from the very outset, you know, nobody wants a personal trainer, right? They don't want it. Most people don't want to turn up and do burpees and sweat and work hard and do triple drop sets on the leg extension. What do they want? Well, they want the end outcome, all right? They want to feel better, want to look better, want to lose body fat and all the rest of it. And so we apply that directly to this. Like, we don't have many people out there walking around sticking their hands up going, hey, I want a business coach. But more importantly, what do they want? They want the end result, the lifestyle. They want to be able to pay off debt. They want to be able to buy their first property. They want to be able to buy their dream home. And these are the things we see. Set themselves up in their own facility.
Yeah.
So we've been speaking mostly about, I guess, and referring to mostly our face-to-face coaching, but the really exciting news for us is what we've done is we've taken our intellectual property, you know, our 30 years in the game, plus our 17 years of running this business, all the systems, all the processes, and we've pieced it all together in an online program. And the online program is called Pathway to Profits. And, you know, for us, it was really exciting to piece this program together because ultimately, we go through all of our intellectual property, everything that we've done over the years, and how much stuff have we got or have we created?
Oh, the hardest part for us is going, what are we going to put in there? Not, you know, or what we leave out, because there's just so much information to be overwhelming. So.
Yeah, so from that perspective, it's like, all right, let's take out what we would consider best practice for someone who is in the fitness game, who's
it's the must-haves.
The must-haves, yeah.
And
is anyone who's running a face-to-face operation, running an online business, you know, looking to open their own facility. It's really why we've pieced this together. And the beauty is we've collated it into a module. We refer to it as 30 for 30, right? So why we say 30 for 30, there's roughly 30 modules in there. And we go, and each of them run for around about 30 minutes. Of course, there's some work, there's some activities, there's some other things to do. But we go, if you invest 30 minutes a day for 30 days to strengthen your fitness business, to grow your fitness business, to welcome more clients in, to increase the profitability, you're going to be in a very different position than you were 30 days ago.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I think the reason we did it, because we're like, I mean, first thing we bought it was our best-selling book, right?
Yep.
So this is on steroids, basically, where it's, you know, more interactive, there's more details, but it gets straight to the heart of things like your letting go of your limiting beliefs first. So that's very important. We do that front because, again,
it's critical.
You can hear all the stuff about sales and marketing and lead gen and increasing your prices, but unless you do the work first on going, what are my limitations around money, about being successful in business, you just, mostly people won't action it, right? Mm. Then we move into financial. So have you got your financial structure properly? You know, and again, we've been doing this for 17 years and it's like it'd be less than probably 2% that I see people turn up to us and they've got their financial structure properly so they can actually tell what's going on. Expense account, GST, tax, you know, have they put money away for super? They haven't accounted for any of this stuff.
Mm.
So that's not a business, right? You're not running a business then, again, you're just running the hope plan.
That's right, and that's exactly what I was about to say. So people not approaching it like a business, you know, treating it in some ways, I guess, what we see like a hobby. You know, it's like the exchange of time for money. I turn up, I train somebody, they pay me, the money goes into a bank account, and that bank account just kind of looks after like everything I do on a week-to-week basis.
It's all mine. It's all my money, apparently.
Yeah. So we find that fascinating. That's why we're meticulous with that. Anyone who's worked with us, and anyone who, you know, puts himself inside this program, you'll see the ins and outs of it. And the beauty is it's really enlightening because it's set up in such a way that's super user friendly. And I mean, we know for a fact, hey, we're both personal trainers ourselves. You owned a gym.
Yeah.
you know, we didn't study accounting. Like, we didn't study any of this stuff. But what did we do? We become meticulous with understanding what we needed to do to be able to run a successful business, run the ins and outs of it.
And we even had our accountant, who we used to check over it, and he said, absolutely spot on. It's exactly what they need to be doing and need to know. So, again, you know, we always seek out the best as well in terms of advice. And, hey,
yep.
If someone's to watch this, implement it, yep, there goes, that's exactly what they need to be doing. So that part is just crucial. The amount of people I spoke to go, yeah, I've been hit with a tax bill. Why is that? Well, I wasn't putting tax away. Okay, didn't think you need to. So again, it can seem like, but it's so much more than just your financials, right? So again, yeah. What do you do with your profit? So do you want to be making a profit? So after you pay, the other thing is people don't even know what their personal expenses are. I go, and I didn't for a long time either. I go, what does it actually cost you to live? And sometimes what we find out is, okay, you know, you don't pay yourself a wage. Yeah, you are, because you're taking the money out of the business. The only problem is that your living expenses are more than what the business is making. So your business is not making anything. It's actually in the negative. And when people see that in front of them, they go, holy shit.
Yeah, and back to, I guess, what you were saying before, that could be confronting, that could be overwhelming.
Yeah, I don't want
to
see it.
That's right, that could be an exact reason why people don't do any of this stuff.
And I'd rather suspect.
Yeah, so I'm 135 kilos. I'm probably not going to step on the scales because I don't want further evidence to know, hey, you're a big fat bastard, right? So same thing occurs in the business, right? So. But the other part is also, I guess, just, you know, for a lot of people that come through Trainer HQ, it's really that first journey. I guess I call it the sort of the zero to, say, $2,000 a week. Why $2,000 a week? Over 17 years running this business, it seems to be like a magic number, $100,000 a year or greater. And for a lot of people come through who are new to the game or in the early stages of growth, inside their first 12 months, and it's when we first launched 17 years ago, we said, how to earn $100,000 a year or greater whilst working in the business for 20 hours or less per week inside your first 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was our initial USP. It was what we said to people, and you know, still, for we have a lot of people coming through. And so, what we run you through is the strategy behind that. Now, have we seen people do it much quicker? Absolutely, we've seen people hit $2,000 weeks in 8 weeks or less from a standing start. But what we know, more importantly, is we've got to figure out what does that look like for you. And for it can be different, mean different things to different people. Now, for some people, it's like, oh my God, can I do that? Is that possible?
Yeah.
And that's amazing if that's achievable. For others, it's like, man, I need more than that, right?
Yeah.
I'm ambitious and I want to go for it. So if we talk about the zero to 2K a week, you know, what we run people through is the strategy on how this can be achieved in the time frame that you set out. And then when it comes to things like, you know, implementing these strategies, cancellation policies, exit policies, time to increase your rates and all that, what we do is we hand you the system. We go, here's what's actually worked through all these years of trial and error, through experimentation. And trust me, we didn't just piece this stuff together. It started 30 years ago when we commenced our business, and we've tried and tested these methods. Rates increase, like we've both done it, we've both taken ourselves through it, we've taken all of our teams of trainers through it, and now 17 years collectively taken literally thousands of people on the Trainer HQ program through these rate increase strategies. And what do we hear every time someone implements this strategy?
Oh, no one left.
No one left.
It's one of them. I should have done it ages ago.
Yep.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And now I'm earning a lot more. What I actually want to be earning, and I'm doing the same amount of work, or I probably should have charged, put it up even more.
Yeah.
There's no one left.
No one left, and it pretty gave me an indication that, hey, they're happy, they like me.
And you alluded to, and this is the part that it's important people understand, it's not just a couple of blokes that have just gone, oh, you know what, I just read this in a book about putting your prices up, let's put that in the course. This shit has been tested. It's like, again, I say to people, this is, if someone joins our online Pathway to Profits or works with us, I go, you know, the benefit for you is that you're coming in 17 years later with all of this proof that this stuff works. It's not just us saying it, it's time and time again. We've got thousands of case studies, testimonials. I go, it's not just us saying it. This stuff has been done by thousands of people before you.
Yeah.
So you can choose to use it, or you can choose to try to figure it out, or keep doing what you're doing. But that's what I made very clear. This is not just us going, hey, you know what a good idea is?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do out there. They don't have the experience and the knowledge. They're just regurgitating shit they've heard from some other high profile people, and they haven't actually even done it themselves. We can say quite with extreme confidence, don't just ask our clients.
That's right.
Does this stuff work?
Yeah, and where could you go for that, right? You got to say a Facebook reviews, you go into Facebook, 800 plus 5-star reviews of people that have come along to either our live events, done our program, all the rest of it. Go to Google reviews, check out the testimonials, get our high performance guide. All these things will give you social proof of people that have walked the path before you have. And it'll success leaves clues. And so it's what we witnessed every year now, 17 years down the track, is every year people are achieving their goals and targets, you know, more efficiently.
They're faster, they're
smashing the ballpark. Plus, there's also what I notice is a healthy level of competitiveness, right? So you're like, all right, cool. If that person can do it, then so can I, and I want to do it better, right?
It's the Roger Bannister thing, and for anyone who's under 30, they probably won't know who that is. But he broke the 4-minute mile, and they said it was never to be done. You know, doctors, I think, go, nah, it's just not humanly possible for that to be done. But seeing is believing.
Mm. Mm.
So you need to be around people who have achieved the things that you want to be, so you can see yourself and others, see what's possible, and that's why it happens more efficiently and quicker, because when we started 17 years ago, what we noticed is exactly what you said.
Mm.
What was taking people, you know, 10 months or 12 months, people doing in 6 months, because they were going, seeing proof this can work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like firewalk. I'm on at work first, but if you don't get burnt alive, then I'll do it. Because for some people, seeing is believing. For other people, they've got the leap of faith and they'll believe in themselves. But for most people, it's like, yeah, this shit works. So I can just see evidence of it. So I want that.
Yeah.
And it's no different than your weight loss testimonials, hey, or transformation testimonials. People go, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to do what they're doing.
Now, in the Pathway to Profits online business coaching program, we've spoken about the mindset, overcoming self-sabotaging roadblocks. We've spoken about the systems, the structure, the finances, what it takes to achieve up to that first 2K or greater.
Yep.
Then we move into, I guess, what we refer to probably the most meaty part, and that's the marketing, the lead generation, it's the acquisition of clients. Over the course of 17 years, one of the biggest questions we always get asked is, what do I want more of?
Yeah, more leads.
More leads. So that's why we dedicate so much time and effort to it. So let's unpack a bit about what's in that section and what can people expect to achieve as they go through that part.
The first bit that's really important is understanding who are you talking to.
Mm.
So who is your audience? And this is where a lot of trainers get stuck. Now, you know, you might be at a gym and go, well, I could train a variety of people. And that's true, you can. Still though, if you are getting known for a particular style of training in the gym environment, then that's what people gravitate towards. They'll also check out your social media and stuff like that now. So just because you're in a gym, don't think that that stuff's not important, because if you ever leave the gym or you want to build an online business, you're going to need to have that branding and marketing strategy anyway. However, what we find with getting very clear on who are your ideal clients, so you don't just have one, it helps you understand their pain points, their frustrations, their desires. And if you don't enter the conversation in somebody's head, your marketing will miss the point, especially now with the, and like people go, oh, it's flooded. Who cares it's flooded? Every industry is being flooded at the same time. That's just an excuse to go, I haven't put the work in to understand how to market effectively. So it's flooded with a lot of crap. A lot of people are doing a shit job of it. So don't be one of the shit people. Be the one who actually accelerates and learn and understands that you're in a marketing and sales business. And if you don't get good at those things, yeah, then flooded seems like a really good excuse for why you're not performing. So we go through how to get the niche, who your ideal client is, how do you talk to them, what language to use, how to write headlines. Because again, think about this, you've seen an ad or something pop up which has entered the conversation in your head, like, shit, my back pain is killing me, you know, but I hate stretching, I hate yoga. So you see something, go, how to relieve back pain, increase flexibility without stretching. Are you reading that? Are you going to stop and go, fuck, yeah, it's me. Because I've been told for years I should be doing yoga.
And stretch more.
Yeah, stretch more. And I go, yeah, I know, but I fucking can't stand it. So I'm not doing it. I'll just put up with the pain. But then I see this and I go, I'm all ears. So, oh, there's some machine, there's some technique, there's something. And I'm all ears. I'm into it.
Yeah.
So that's important.
That's an example of getting messaging right, speaking to a target audience, solving the problem that exists inside someone's head. And so really that's the end outcome of this, right?
And if you can't do that bit, the rest of your marketing advertising sucks anyway. So we go into more things about promoting your bench, sell a solution, sell an outcome, don't sell the features. You know, hey, I'm an online trainer, whoop-de-doo. Have a good call to action. Then how do you actually take someone through what we call a sales process and sales funnel, lead generation? So from cold to warming them up, you know, to getting some interest, to making sure they're a qualified prospect, to then have the opportunity, add some value, to then get in front of them. But most people just jump. Like, I put up some ads, Facebook, that sucks, doesn't work, Facebook ads.
But yeah.
Hey, I'm a personal trainer, come and train with me. So that we cover that part, and if you can't get that bit right, then again, you don't have a business.
Yeah, 100%. And that part's just so critical that, you know, it's the nurture journey, right from that first moment of somebody interacting with you on some level, taking them through that nurture process and then guiding them in the right direction. And not everyone's going to be your ideal client. No. Not everyone's going to be a client. But more importantly, what you want to do is build out this community of people who they know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They like what you do. They trust you. They want to be part of your movement. And again, whether they spend a single dollar with you or they spend zero, your goal is to be able to build out this community of people who are well aware of what you do. Yeah. Then those that come through the journey and want to interact with you, of course, we want to give you the blueprint on what it takes to be able to convert these people into clients. And we refer to it as, you know, taking the sales out of selling. You know, we've, you know, for 17 years running our 137 events, we go, who's a fan of sales? Stick up your hand. And I'd say it's generally around about 15% of the room, isn't it? You know, so it's a very small number of people. I say, who's not such a fan? And it's pretty much the other 85%. And we go, why? And all the reasons we discussed before, it's, you know, it's high pressured. I feel potentially pushy. I don't like asking for the sale. I don't like dealing with money. The list goes on and on and on. And so we go, okay, if we can show you the strategy on what it takes to completely remove the sales out of selling, so you're not feeling like a salesperson, you're not feeling cringy or any of that sort of stuff, but more importantly, you can be able to find the solution that people need, be able to deliver it them in such a way that they're going, yes, please, I want to be part of this. And that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, because again, there's no point getting the inquiries and the leads and then killing it because you haven't done the training or the skill set. And it is a skill set. It's not a natural thing. I mean, I hear people go, I hear people say, I'm just natural at sales. I get really concerned because I go, you just talk a lot of shit. You're just one of those people who like interacting with others. You're not good at sales. Because anyone who knows anything about sales, it's a skill to learn. It's knowing how to ask the right questions at the right time, the right place. So they sell themselves in, which is why Brad is saying to take the sales out of selling, because your job is not there to sell anything. Your job is to ask the right questions so they can see that they need your help and that you're the person to do that. And that if they don't make change, if they don't do something now, they're going to get worse.
Yeah. And once again, if you're, like you're alluding to, if you're relying upon your natural energy, your natural charisma or any of that sort of stuff, I mean, in any day that can be up or down, right? So you can be energetically charged and you can be on fire and thinking, yep, this is all sweet. And then the next day, the energy can drop. And if you've got a heartbeat, there can be days where you can be highly intrinsically motivated. And then similarly, there can be days when, hey, I'm struggling with motivation. It could be weeks even, you know? So that's risky, you know? But when you've got a system, it means that you can rely upon the system and less upon your natural charisma.
Yeah, and while scripts are great as a framework, you find your own natural way, but you know how to guide and take a conversation. Like one of our superstars, Victoria, you know, been doing a long time, just dedicated to getting good at sales, which wasn't her strong point at the start. Been with us since 2014, I think.
Yeah, just, well, coming up 10 years.
10 years, just improves. And I'm lucky enough to get, you know, to work with her these days. And she actually records her sales appointments and go, hey, can you listen to this one? I don't feel like that well. First thing first, get her to listen back to it, which, you know, she doesn't always enjoy. But then we break it down together and she goes, I can see exactly where I lost it.
Mm.
And I can exactly see, like you were saying, where I was a bit off that day.
Mm.
And I talked too much rather than asking the question. And, you know, what happens then? I get the message from her going, yep, next free, I've converted. So even though you've been doing it for a long time, even we check in and go, how do we improve? How do we do better? What are the results like? Because if they start to dwindle, maybe it's time to change some things, but
yeah,
you've got to be able to test and measure everything.
Yeah, so critical, so important. So pathway to profits, 30 for 30, invest 30 minutes a day for 30 days to grow your fitness business. And that's why it's so important. Now, if you're sitting here and you've been watching this, you're going, all right, I've got to get my hands on this program. Mm-hmm. We'll put a link in Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're tuning into this. So that'd be very easy for you to do. Now, over the time, what we've done is we've also made this really affordable for people, because we're like, okay, cool. We got so much information there, but we want to share it with a lot of people, right? It's our mission to be able to change the lives of more trainers and more fitness professionals. Mm. And we also know that, hey, if there's no secret to the main part of our business is ongoing business coaching. And if you come through and you get some success and some results with this, you might want to continue working with us on an ongoing basis. And so really for you, it's an opportunity to get yourself more around the Trainer HQ methodology, our strategy, our systems, and from there it can be the gateway to you progressing into the next level.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And when we designed this course, like back in 2019, I mean, it was $1,000 course.
Yep.
And when you get in and have a look, you'll be blown away, going, fucking hell, I got access to this program for this amount. Because even at $1,000, we're going, it's probably grossly undervalued. However, like I said, our main purpose with our book when we bought it out, and this was to go, right, well, really our purpose is to get it into as many trainers' hands as possible. But here's the thing. If you get it for an incredibly crazy low price, treat it like you paid at least $1,000 for it, so you actually will use it. Because I guarantee you this, it's the reason why people don't read books, right? Because they've only paid $20 for it. If they had to pay $2,000 to get that same bit of information, you would be jumping out of your skin to not only get through the content, but apply it. So regardless of what you've invested for it, because I see people invest for high-level programs and they still don't do the work. So what you're saying no to is all the stuff that you said you want. So if you want to make more money, you want to get more sales, get more leads, if you don't apply it, you don't do the work and then apply it, you're actually saying no to the future that you want. It's not the program's fault. It's not the information's fault. It's not the economy. It's the simple fact that you aren't doing the work and be honest about it. So there's an opportunity here for you to gain access to a wealth of knowledge, not just from us, but from everyone who's done and implemented this stuff. And the real question is will you allow yourself to experience the success and take yourself to the next level? That's a question for you.
So powerful. And the other part is business is not for everyone. That's the other part. So, you know, of all the years we've been doing this, we've seen plenty of people, I guess, enter it and get frustrated to the fact that, hey, I'm probably not cut out for business. And because if you're not prepared to be able to go through some challenges, if you lack resilience, mm-hmm. if the thought of rejection scares you, if, you know, confronting with finances, money, if investing scares you, then, you know, it might not be the right strategy for you. You know, if you crumble at the first mm-hmm. sight of pressure, if you finger point, if you blame, you know, you got to really question yourself.
We call that the origami program, if you crumble under a bit of pressure. The origami. Yeah. Our programs are the strength and enhance and excellence, but there's another one out there. We're not with us, but it's the origami.
So I guess
thanks, Chris Mount, by the way. I should reference that.
Shout out to Big Chris-o.
That's his statement.
And that's also not a crime either. Like, it's, you know, I would much rather see somebody comfortable in the fact that, hey, I'm not up for this, and go and do a job, do something else. Like, that's
really
fine. I respect it as well.
I respect those people go, you know, the people go, oh, I just can't stop smoking or I can't stop drinking, you know, versus those who say, I'm just choosing to, you know, I'm not prepared to do what it takes to be successful in business. I'm going to go and work a job. Fucking, all good. Let's talk about something else then.
Yeah.
Rather than the blaming excuses, it's, you know, that part I've got no time for.
Yeah. So I guess just to wrap all this up, I mean, it's, as you can probably tell, we're passionate about this. We put our heart and soul into this. It's the culmination of our years of experience, all wrapped up into a succinct program that runs you through step by step and shows you how you can really accelerate the success of your fitness business. So what we say to you is get on board with it. Our mission is for every fitness professional to be able to have access to this so they can go through and have that knowledge required to be able to achieve that success.
And you listen to this, like always, you know, you know someone just like you that is, you know, really wanting to be better in their business, and you go, this podcast will be will resonate with them, the content, the information, but also the ability to also check out more about the Pathway to Profits. Send it on. Let's, you know, help each other to be better. Our whole philosophy is together with the like-minded people who, I guess, align with us. Let's all work together to be better, improve the current situation of the industry, improve the standard, and that's our thing. So if you do know somebody who would really resonate with it and value it, pass it on.
100%. All right, over to you, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, Pathway to Profits, 30 for 30. Jump on it. That's Brad and Jace signing out. Yeah.